from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a federal judge says New Jersey's ban on AR-15s is unconstitutional. Yesterday, the U.S. District Judge cited a 2022 Supreme Court ruling on the use of the Colt AR-15 for self-defense in the home and striking down New Jersey's ban. The decision applies only to the Colt AR-15 and no other weapon. State Attorney General Matt Plotkin blasting the decision, saying it had no support in either history or the U.S. Constitution. Plotkin promises to appeal the decision. While assuring lawmakers that people will be held accountable for the security failures the day of the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, the acting director of the Secret Service, Ron Rose, says he cannot defend why the roof where the 20-year-old gunman fired shots from was not better secured.
We made an assumption that there was going to be uniform presence out there, that there would be sufficient eyes to cover that, that there was going to be counter sniper teams in the AGR building. And I can assure you that we're not going to make that mistake again.
Testifying Tuesday before the Senate Judiciary and Homeland Committees, Roe also faulted local law enforcement for not sharing with the Secret Service that the gunman had been spotted on the roof with a weapon minutes before the shooting occurred. Authorities in Manchester say a Perth Amboy man drowned this week at Crystal Lake, renewing concerns about trespassing at the lake. The latest drowning took the life of 18-year-old Victor Arias Peralta. Authorities say he was with other individuals who tried to swim across the lake in the area known as Heritage Minerals. The teen grew tired from the swim and disappeared underwater. He was later found unresponsive and pronounced dead at the scene. No trespassing signs are posted because the water can be dangerously unstable. An independent-style intervention is how creator Aaron Dahlman describes the program for adults of the autism community. Using a wide range of students from Rutgers Newark, where he's an associate professor, together they teach participants how to problem solve and work through issues.
We have rehabilitation students, primarily occupational therapy students who are training to become occupational therapists. But we also have speech-language pathology students, physical therapy students.
And Dahlman says the program fills a gap in services for adults out of the school system. There's no waiver, entrance fee, or request for insurance information to join Nexus. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Hit or miss showers throughout the day. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, 85 to 90 degrees. That's your high temperature forecast for today. We're almost there now. Where you fall in that range depends on cloud cover, whether or not you see a shower this afternoon, and proximity to the coast. Of course, no matter where you are, it's hot, it's humid, it's feeling like summertime. Still a chance of hit or miss showers through this afternoon and even early evening. We will see mostly to partly cloudy skies. Again, highs 85 to 90. Becoming mainly clear tonight, a muggy night, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow looks hot and humid with hazy sunshine, highs 90 to 95, and still steamy on Friday, lower 90s with partly sunny skies. Watch for scattered showers and thunderstorms that may roll in late day on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Andover is 80, Monroe is 85, Seaside Heights is 85. Weather brought to you by Window Nation. Beat the heat in your home with a buy two, get two free offer on insulated, energy-efficient windows, plus zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an in-home estimate now at 866-90NATION or windownation.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.